I think a lot of little things in marriage, we can just overlook the power that we talk about asking good questions, but like connecting with one another on a regular basis. How do we do that? We do that through checking in with one another. But I feel like we're always like, hey, how you doing? Good. Yeah. Okay, great. Like, you feel okay? Good. Okay. Your back hurting today? Nope. Good. How's the work? How's work going? Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Right. If we're not pushing past the initial kind of niceties, we can be kind of on speaking terms, but we don't actually grow in our depth of love for one another. And our
connection.
Love can begin to drift.
I agreed.
And isolate instead of growing closer together. And so we thought we'd propose to you, our listeners and viewers, a very practical episode. The last couple of weeks, we've been tackling some big topics. Mm-hmm. But today we want to get super practical, and we're going to talk about checking in and what checking in is, what it accomplishes, what it might even look like. So if you're sitting down and not driving, get out a pen and a piece of paper. It's going to be real practical. If you are driving, just take those mental notes, and we'll do that on the other side.
Sometimes I take on challenges of, okay, I'm going to listen to this and I know that I'm going to have like 3 points or something. So I'm going to have to remember. So those of you that are driving, not able to take notes, you just got to exercise that memory, right? And like hook some things on there. I think it's a good mental challenge. But anyways.
Or if you're running or something
like
that.
Or if you're running.
You can write while you run.
Well,
it's possible.
For us, like I get so excited about sharing things that I've learned that I'm like, oh, I got to remember that. I got to remember, okay, this. And then when you have to digest it to someone else, you're like, thinking about what you actually have to say, then you really do process it better.
You're like, I didn't actually learn this.
No, I did.
I just thought I learned it.
I did. No, I did. I will.
Okay. Well, if you don't know who we are, thank you for joining us. I'm Ryan. This is my lovely wife, Selena. We are the Fredericks. We do the Fierce Marriage Podcast every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Just about. We've missed maybe a handful of those over the last 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Through
we were doing podcasting before podcasting is what it is
sickness.
Today. Just about every Thursday. Up until the last 2 months, we do the Fierce Parenting Podcast, which we're hoping to get that back in the rotation. Frankly, I'm underwater
out.
In terms of the amount of work on my desk at any given moment. So that's good. It's all good work. But thank you for joining us. If you want to join the Fierce Fellowship, that's one of the main reasons God has seen fit to provide for us in this ministry. Just go to fiercemarriage.com/partner. Thank you. If you've already joined, welcome. Welcome. We are extremely blessed by that. So fiercemarriage.com/partner. All right.
I'm excited about this episode. I like checking in. I like connecting.
Well, you know what occurred to me? The reason why I had this idea, because I was like,
because you need to check in.
I
with
was
me.
Like, Beansley need to have a talk. I was feeling like we were drifting, and because the kids have been sick.
Well, when you're rotating through sickness with kids, and it's like you got to quarantine one kid down with one parent, and like the other parents got a tag team, and you're just kind of like ships in the night sometimes, and you're just ragged and tired. I didn't even really know what day it was today.
Well, and I found myself, I turn inward and I start to get frustrated. And I'm like, I'm just frustrated because of the situation. I'm not frustrated at my wife, but that can precipitate into feelings of frustration toward my wife. And so that's not healthy.
It's not.
And so that's why you check in, because you don't want to let those types of things just stew. We have to be adults about these things. Marriage is important, and healthy marriages don't build themselves.
Right.
They take emotionally mature people. They take adults being adults about marriage. And I think this is one of the ways we can do
that.
And
we talk about this a lot, like in our communication series of, you know, getting rid of that stuff underneath
tinder
in the forest, the dead wood.
Yes.
So us not checking in creates a lot of tinder, I think.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for that spark.
Yeah, that inciting event.
Inciting event.
A fight.
Yeah.
An argument. Then you have to make peace, which sometimes that's really fun. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you married folks know.
You married folks know.
Oh, you know.
Okay, so here's the kind of proposition or the thesis, if you will, of this episode. I know you probably don't like that word, but checking in is needed. But many couples don't do it often enough. Now, that sounds very simple, but
is there a right way to check in, I guess? What does that mean? What does it mean to check in? Because I feel like, you know, we check in every day. How was your day? Good. Okay. Like, how are you feeling about
things? That's not, I wouldn't say.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's not it.
Throwing it out as an example of so what married couples might think they're checking in, but are they really?
And this is all about taking that second step, that second line of thinking, that line of reasoning that says, wait, yeah. I want to go just another layer deeper because I know that that surface layer is always there, right, kind of acting as some sort of barrier. And so this is really all about maintaining connection and keeping the lines of communication wide open. Because when you're checking in, it's not just how are you, it's how are we in this area? Let's take an inventory. How am I doing in this area?
Oh, this is, yeah.
How have I been doing as a husband? How have you been doing as a wife? Now you're asking that of me. I'm not.
So checking in is more than checking in.
Absolutely it is. Well, yeah, it's not what you think it is.
It's not what you think it is, but yeah. Yeah. Should there be a quickness about it or no? Should there be more
of a.
We're
going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does it accomplish? We've said this already. It opens line of communication. It keeps you connected, but specifically I call it the disconnection drift, quote unquote.
Oh, look at you.
It keeps the disconnection drift from happening. And that's the drift that leads to dysfunction. It leads to bitterness and even sin.
Yeah.
And how does it lead to sin? Well, I mean, it lists a thousand ways. The most obvious way to me is if a husband and a wife aren't connecting, and that's making their relationship suffer, their intimacy is going to suffer emotionally, spiritually, physically.
Right. It's going to open you up to all kinds of attacks from the enemy.
And that husband or that wife starts to feel justified in seeking the things that should be happening in the marriage elsewhere.
Right. Yeah.
So
dangerous place.
This helps, you know, avoid that. The next one is it aids with transparency.
Yeah. Yeah. If you know you're going to have a consistent check-in time, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think that just promotes transparency. Like, okay, we're going to be talking about this and it's hard and difficult and but I need to share it with him. And so I know we're going to have this time together. So that's
right. And of course that's assuming you're being honest,
right,
and you're communicating well.
Yeah.
And you're actually articulating what you mean to articulate. And we'll talk about the prerequisites of checking in just a second. What else does checking in accomplish? It curbs assumption making. Right. Because we assume, because we do know each other well.
Yeah.
But we assume we know everything there is to know about each other or how you're going to react.
Well, everybody gets familiar in their marriages. And then you get into this like coasting zone where you just kind of, yeah, we're good. Yeah. He's a little tired maybe, but that's okay. I won't ask for, you know, something, or it's not the time to ask for whatever.
So you're assuming that I'm too tired and you're assuming I don't want to talk even if I am tired.
Right.
Well, that's,
and you've taught me in our marriage that even if you are tired, like you do still like love me and want to talk to me. And if you really are like that tired, you'll just tell me. Like,
well, but that's the thing about marriage is like, if I'm tired, I don't want to escape my wife. I want more of my wife.
That's odd to me.
You go into a place, marriage is a place of rest.
Yes. That makes ideally. Sense. Yes. When I'm tired, I'm like, please just let me go into a dark room.
I mean, I get there too, but
when you're tired emotionally and spiritually, it's like, I want to go to my husband and just be together and just be in this place of safety and
I want to be friends,
strength. And
or you'll assume men will assume sometimes she doesn't want to talk about blank. So why even bring it up? Mm. So this is a big one in the intimacy conversation. Mm. We've talked about intimacy, I think 3 episodes in a row, which is I think probably a record for us to talk about it, but a lot of husbands never bring it up to talk about it, except for when it's a very emotionally charged or you're tired.
Right.
That sort of situation when you're feeling rejected in some way. Now
it's not really setting you up for success.
Right.
Yeah.
But the check-in gives you the opportunity to talk.
Some steps before the.
And there are other benefits as well. So it gives you, this one's huge. It gives you the intentional time to know and be known on deep, deep levels.
Mm, I like that.
It helps you root out sin. Another thing it helps, it helps you root out wrong thinking. Helps you love one another based on better info. Now, what does that even mean?
Well, if you're being transparent with one another and you're honest, you're knowing each other better. Therefore, you can make better decisions about with each other and with one another.
Right. And then finally, this one's huge. And sometimes we don't think about it as married couples, but you know, there usually are kids in the mix somewhere.
Yeah.
And this builds a family culture of intentional inquiry.
Yeah.
Like we go back a few episodes. I forget what it's called, but it's like, I think the art of asking questions.
The art of asking like good. Yeah. Good,
yeah. Something to that effect. And that's what the whole thing's about, is why questions are not just, they're not arbitrary, but they're rather, I think it's part of the image of God.
Yeah.
In
they're
us.
Not just fact finding.
Right.
Right. And I agree. I think kids are so in tune with the dynamic of their parents. And so it's so important to like lovingly ask those, genuinely ask those questions of each other. Cause this shows that you care about one another.
They can sniff it out a mile away, sniff whether or not you're actually pursuing each other in marriage or you're growing colder. Like they know if things are getting better or worse. Yeah. They may not be able to articulate it,
but they know.
But they know, and they may grow up and they're able to articulate it. They can put their finger on it, and the hope is that they grew up seeing this type of intentionality and connection. In
and even when it was broken down, hopefully they see the repentance aspect as well, right? And the restoration. Right. So prerequisites.
Yeah. So before we can look at like how this should look, there are some kind of rules to play by. The things that you have to grant.
Yes.
If you're going to do this in a meaningful
way. Agreed. Yeah.
Number one, you have to be honest.
Yeah.
If you're asking me how I'm doing it, I'm not telling you. Well, that's
yeah,
we're not,
you're not
going to
get anywhere.
At that point.
Yes.
Or if we're talking about something that is really bothering you and you're not.
Why are you acting so messed up towards me?
Bringing it up in an honest way. And here's another way to be honest is you can ask questions in a dishonest way. You know, that's leading questions or they're uncharitable and now you're asking them. So you have to kind of slough off all that junk and say, I really want to get at your heart. So I'm going to try to get rid of the tones, get rid of the subtext, get rid of all
the
things.
Do you really want to? Because that's a hard thing to do sometimes because you want to hold on to that tone and you feel justified in how you approach it.
So. Well, the good news is it gets easier to do this once you kind of crack the seal.
Right.
But it's not going to happen without
practice
and trying.
Yeah.
So the first prerequisite is honesty. The second one is an actual true desire to be drawn closer to one another.
Yeah. Honesty and desire. It's good.
Third one is a shared understanding of why the process is important. Meaning
you both value it.
Yeah. You both know why it's like, if the husband's just like, my wife's making me do this stupid thing that Fredericks told her about.
She was talking again.
She was listening to that fierce marriage pot. She keeps sending me episodes.
You know, it's true. We people come up to us all the time. Yeah, my wife's been sending me all
and
these.
And so like, she's just like, honey, it's time for the check-in. And he's trying to watch football or he's trying to just relax or whatever. He's got to mute the TV. Okay, fine. I'm painting husbands in a bad light. It could go both ways.
Yes.
Or if a wife is unwilling because she's failed to forgive.
Yeah.
She's failed to carry out the reconciliation process on some level, or she's just in her own sin.
Yeah.
And then another huge prerequisite is thick skin, because you're going to be asking some questions about like, how am I doing?
Yeah. You have to answer it. Honestly. Yeah. Cause defenses go up and you're like, I don't really want to share how I'm doing because you're part of the problem of why I'm not doing so well.
Yeah. Selena, how am I doing as a husband? Oh, of course you would say that. Of course. You know, it's like if you don't have thick skin and you're not sharing the truth in love.
Yeah, you got to be resilient, have some resiliency okay, kind of didn't like that, but okay, let's keep pushing further to see where we get here, right?
Yeah.
Like,
so that's, we've looked at what these types of, what are we calling it? Checking in conversations, what those accomplish. We looked at things you need to have as kind of baseline.
Yeah,
rules.
You have to have honesty. You have to have an actual desire. You have to both value the process and you got to have some thick skin and resiliency. Right.
But how might it look? This is where we're going to get really practical.
Let's do it.
How could this look for you? And of course, you only know how your life works. You only know what might fit into your schedule, into your marriage. Mm-hmm. But here's some ideas to get you thinking. And so I put these in kind of two categories, formal and informal.
Okay. Formal.
And we'll talk about them both. Or you could have a mixture of them. I think we are probably a mixture. We tend to check in when needed.
Yeah. Well, and as our schedules allow.
But there are rhythms too. And I would say those are on the formal side that are conducive to us staying connected.
Yes.
So it's not this. It's not always this like hour long conversation. We're sitting down on the bed together, like heavy conversation. That's fine. But it's more checking in often than not. So
what's formal?
Yeah. Formal, I would say formal means this. Let's set aside one evening per week and be very intentional about checking in on us.
Yeah.
So you're saying it, this needs to happen on a regular basis, whether it's every week, every day. I wouldn't say go longer than a week to 2 weeks without having a check-in type conversation. Yeah. Every day is great, obviously. But you're saying formally, this needs to happen.
Yeah.
And so you're going to pick a time. You're going to pick a place. Yeah. You're going to bake it into your schedule somehow.
Mm-hmm. Will you already have some pre-established questions that you want to.
Right. Right. Where you might say, let's listen to what the Fredericks had to say, and we're going to write down some of their questions. Or you can do a Google search, or you can ask, you know, your favorite AI chatbot. What are some connection questions? I don't recommend that. They're going to be very generic.
Yes.
Maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, so you're going to establish those questions and things based on what you need the most help with. So say you're going through a rough patch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You for whatever reason, your marriage is not in its optimum state. Whether that's because of the two of you not getting along, or if it's some other external factor.
Right.
A job loss, maybe a move, maybe the kids are acting up, maybe in-laws are being weirdos. Maybe you lost a relative, a friend.
Yeah.
You're going through a hard church thing. So you need to establish the questions. So like, if I'm going through something at work.
Yeah.
You know,
say, hey, this Friday night when we go out, these are some things I'd really like to, to walk through, talk about, ask questions about, like just connect on and get a pathway forward on this. You know, it's not like you're going to conquer the world in the one conversation, but you can come together and you can pray about, I think beforehand, pray about how the Lord would lead you if, you know, through a hard situation, how, and pray that he would protect you in your marriage and that you guys would be unified, no matter what you're facing, you know.
Or here's a good example too. Maybe you've gone to a marriage event. We did a marriage event out in Grand Rapids, and we talked through communication.
Yes.
At length. Now, if you go to an event like that and you walk away and say, you know what, our communication is not what it needs to be.
Could be better.
And in fact, our communication is pretty bad. Let's, for the next 4 weeks, let's work on it. And then every week we're going to check in. And that's going to be the theme of our check-in is, how have I been communicating as a husband?
Yeah.
You're going to ask, how have you been communicating as a wife?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about how I'm communicating to you as a husband?
Yeah.
So you're going to have themes that are appropriate to whatever you're going through in that season of your marriage. So again, this is on the formal side. Now here's the key to the formal stuff is you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of, we set a lot of goals and we have well-meaning motivations in those goals that we're setting. But if we fail to execute.
Yeah. I think the exception is missing it, right? The normal part is always being showing up. So the exception is not. And so there should be a pretty good reason, I think, for why you're not able to connect and come together, have those conversations. So,
and by the way, we're talking about the structure of it. We're going to talk about the content, like the types of questions you can ask in the next part. But I just want to make, like, that's coming. Just if you're wondering why we haven't said any of that stuff. In terms of consistency, this is huge. Find a way to build the habit. Okay. Find the way so to build a habit, you need desire. You need the ability to do the thing.
Yeah.
And you also need the reminder or the prompt or the cue to do it. And so if you're listening to this and you're saying, I want to do it, okay, there's the desire.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability. It's not difficult to do, but you might need the prompt. And so what is the prompt? Maybe it's before or after intimacy. Like, I'm going to check in like this after we are intimate, or maybe before, this is just how we check in. Now, if you're being intimate multiple times a week, then you're checking in multiple times a week.
Yeah.
Or if it's like you're more at your morning coffee.
Yeah.
That's kind of our thing.
Yeah. I know. I like to hang out with you before the day starts. So we kind of check in. We're all kind of fresh for the day and giving each other the best parts of us, I think. So like that.
And we're usually reading the Bible.
Yeah.
And so I get to hear what you're going through. You get to tell me, like this morning, you're telling me about, you're reading about Corrie Ten Boom.
Yes. Watchmaker's daughter.
And I would have never heard that had we not had that time together.
Yeah.
Because the kids are loud. They take up they suck out all the air out of the room.
Full of life.
Yeah.
Full of life.
Or Sunday afternoons after church. That's a good rhythm.
Yeah.
To establish, or maybe Friday nights before you hang out.
Yeah. Sometimes even just like, you know, schedule. So I try to schedule the week on Sunday, like meals. What are our activities? What are things that we're connecting on? What's school looking like? All that kind of stuff. And so that already brings up lots of check-in questions for us.
Right.
You know, hey, I have a board meeting or something. Oh, how is that going? We've been praying about this. Or, hey, I've got an exam going on, or I've got to go meet with this person and whatnot. And so,
which leads to one thing that it accomplishes that I failed to articulate is that you feel supported.
Yes.
So if you're going through a thing, like I'm in the thick of it lots of times with the studies that I'm undertaking, Selena, you'll you'll be praying for me and tell me that. And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not just neglecting the family because I have to read 1,000 yeah. pages in a week.
And you're not out there just alone. I mean, how much of yeah. your support as just an individual is sometimes a person texting saying, hey, we're praying for you in this situation. Like, or, hey, you're in our thoughts. We're really praying for you and your husband or whatever, you know, just, I agree. It makes you feel not alone.
Yeah.
And it's weird. You can feel alone in marriage. Not weird, but I think it's very common for people. This is why you.
Yes.
This is another reason why we check in is to mm-hmm. not feel alone, like you said.
And I recommend making it special too. So if you're going to formalize it, like, don't let it just be this rote thing. Like, make it the highlight of your yeah. week or the highlight of the middle of your week, maybe,
yeah.
where you're opening a bottle of wine, you're enjoying something that you would normally enjoy.
Like some together. Fun dessert. I don't know.
Right. It's funny. Yeah. Just dip the dessert in the wine.
Super classy soft over teeth, here.
You know this. okay. That's on the formal side. Now let's talk about informal ways. Now this is pretty obvious, but just, I would say if you're going to say in your marriage, okay, yeah, checking in is good. Let's check in more often. Okay. Go us, right? We're not going to set a time. We're going to say, let's just make this an intentional thing. Then that's where you'd want to be mindful of the questions you're going to have kind of queued up and the opportunities you're looking for.
Yeah.
And so if I know that you're headed into something and I'm trying to stay on top of us being connected and checking in, I'll text you, hey, I'm praying for you today. Mm-hmm. Or I know, you know, the kids have been X, Y, or Z. I'm praying for you. Mm-hmm. How are you doing? Do you need anything?
Yeah, I love your little text check-ins.
Do you need me to bring dinner home?
Ah, oh, magic.
Or the one that I've learned to wield more often is the, I got dinner tonight.
Yeah. I don't mind. I love cooking and I've been working on my skills. I can tell
when you've had a hectic day though, and it would be a relief.
But then it's like, oh my goodness, it's 5:00. I don't know where the day went and I don't have dinner ready, but we can throw something together. And he's just like, dinner's on its way. And I'm like, oh, I love you. Take me now.
That's my strategy. And by the way, that doesn't happen often.
It does not.
You know, I don't do DoorDash. I don't have it delivered except for on like rare occasions.
Rare occasions.
Because I don't like paying all the fees.
All that paper money.
All that paper money just for smelly old Chinese food. Yeah. Or whatever it is. So here's the thing with being informal is that if you're not on the same page about it, you can run the risk of it being one-sided and not being reciprocated. Voila, the baby is here again because we did the nap thing and naps only last about 23 minutes.
No.
Well, that was the second phase of the nap.
That was phase two of the nap.
Hi, beautiful girl. Hi. Hello. If you don't know, this is Sunny, by the way. She's our fourth daughter. Mm-hmm. She's about a year and a month old right now.
Yeah, she's into everything. So we're going to quicken this pace up.
Yes, yes. Okay, so and we're getting into the questions and approaches to those questions and what you can actually start asking. But on the informal side, you run the risk of it being one-sided if you're not on the same page. So make sure if you're going to do this, do it together. And we do recommend formalizing it at first so that you can get in the habit of it.
Yeah.
And it becomes ingrained in the marriage culture that you're building.
Yeah.
And then the informal stuff just kind of happens organically.
Yeah. Yep.
So a lot of times if you're in an unhealthy spot, you'll say, that's a good idea. Let's do it. Well, if you've never done it, you probably need to formalize a little bit.
Yeah, just get a few hooks to hang your hat on.
And it can get really cringy too, to be honest. Like if you have like checklists and like... But if that works for you, it's
like
not cringy.
Checklist, Ryan.
If that works for you, it's not cringy. I'm just saying. Okay. What are some actual question approaches?
Okay.
Meaning, how do you think through them? So I like to think through the categories of marriage and start asking questions intentionally around those. Unity.
Mm, yep.
So do you feel like we've been unified? You know, do you feel like we're operating toward the same ends, to the same goal? We're serving the same God.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes I have to remind myself of that in certain seasons that are maybe a little more crazy than others.
It's true.
When I feel alone sometimes, not kidding.
Well, yeah. And that's just of like why you have the check-in. Yeah. Hey, we're in this together.
Yeah.
I'm
on your side.
I'm on your side.
Or I don't feel like it.
Well, let's talk about that. Sex and intimacy. You can survey the categories of your marriage. We have some specific questions to that end at the coming up here. Finances. Hey, how are we doing with our finances? How are you feeling?
Yes.
If you've experienced stress, whatever the hot topic is, communication, conflict, and also priorities and schedule. Sadly, a lot of couples that are in the habit of checking in, it's only because they're dealing with the logistics of life. Hey, are you going to pick up Johnny from soccer practice?
Right.
I have to drop off Susie at the pool. I have to, whatever the logistics are. You are checking in, but it's not going deeper beyond just the logistics.
Yes.
Whereas a priority check-in would be like, hey, do you feel like this is the life that we should be living.
Right.
Based on how it's pushing and pulling us every which way. Okay. Another kind of approach to checking in is sharing your highs and lows. Mm-hmm. Hey, what was your high for the week? What was our high for the week in terms of our marriage? Mm. What was our lowest point for the week? Why was it that way? What are our highs and lows as individuals?
Yeah.
What are you going through? Share it with me. What are you celebrating?
Yeah.
Are you
asking me right now?
No, we don't have time, unfortunately. I would love to have that conversation. What did you do in Young Life? It was, Happy Crappies. Was that one of them?
High school
talk.
Camp life stuff. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. So that's highs and lows. In addition to surveying the categories of marriage, this one I think is probably going to be the most helpful to people. And I call this the you/me questions. Okay. So each of you asking me questions and each of you asking you questions. And the me questions are focused on gaining information about how I can grow.
For example,
how have I loved you this week? Have I loved you well? Have I loved you poorly? Why? Tell me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to gather information so that I can grow. I'm not poking at you. I'm asking for you to reveal to me how I'm
doing. Honestly, yes. You're not looking for compliments.
Yes. Yes.
Fishing for them.
How can I be a better husband?
Yes.
Like what wife doesn't want to hear that question?
Yes. I mean, and how can I be a better wife? And maybe for wives, that might be something hard to say, but it's a good vulnerable place to be because you are being transparent and that's the only way you really can grow and get more unified, I think, and experience a deeper, I think, friendship, but just intimacy in your marriage, not just sexual, but just closeness.
Now, how many marriages have gone their entire lives of people or they've never asked, how can I be a better wife?
Yeah.
How can I be a better husband?
Yeah.
It's tragic. Another one, how can I support you with blank better? Mm. How can I support you with kids? How can I support you with the house chores? How can I support you with just whatever?
Seminary. It's you.
Yes. You should ask me that. Can you read books and write papers for me? How do you feel I communicated this week?
Yeah.
Again, I'm gathering information.
Right.
You're gathering information. What is one way I can be a better man?
Yeah.
Not just as a husband, but a man.
It's a good question. I could just see people flaring up though, like immediately. Just again, you have to have you have to have the same desire, the right understanding. Yep. Like you have to come to the table, even keel together and ready to hash it out a little bit.
Yeah.
You'll grow. There's promises. There's fruitfulness in it. Like,
okay. Last one in this.
I'd do it right.
Kind of the me gathering information is how have I done since blank? Mm. Okay. So if you've dealt with some sort of difficult conversation or an event, this is the checking in. How have I done? We've talked about our communication needing improving.
Yeah.
How have I done? Mm-hmm. Give me some feedback. And then now let's go to the you. So that's the me side. The you side is you're focused on how is your wife or how's your husband feeling? How are they responding? What's going on in them?
Okay.
So I've asked you to tell me about your perception of me.
Yeah.
And now I'm asking you what's going on in you.
So good.
So these provide a platform and a venue for the husband or the wife to say things and to approach conversations that they may not approach or say otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. So things like, how is your walk with God? How is your walk with God, husband? What are you reading? What have you been listening to?
Yeah.
What have you been consuming lately? You know, what is going into your heart?
And that's tempting to gloss over that. So if you're being asked that question and you don't have a good answer, then that's your answer.
Yeah.
My walk with God is non-existent.
There's some peer pressure in there.
I'm not reading the Bible. Like I know I want to.
Yeah.
Or I should.
Yeah. Well, and I know that a lot of things like that, when you start doing them, there's just this natural like follow-up of culture that in our home that like we start doing them. Like you lead and we follow, you know?
Funny how that works. Okay. So another one in this you category is what made you feel most loved this week?
Hmm.
Okay. I've asked how I've done. Now, tell me what made you feel most loved.
Yeah.
What made you feel least loved?
Let me count the ways. No,
and you can, by the way, just ask any one of these questions and you will start to have a check-in.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about our intimate life this week?
Yeah, it's easy progression, yeah.
Do you feel like it's everything it should be and then some? Or do you feel like it's been lacking?
It's more than I ever dreamed
of. Okay, so husband being asked that question.
Yeah.
Don't throw stuff in your wife's face. This is not an opportunity to throw stuff in their face.
It's a loving response. Yes.
Simply, I think we could use improvement. Yeah. Okay. Well, so someone doesn't like, you know, someone doesn't like what mama's bringing home for dinner, so to speak. I don't know.
Yeah.
Then you start getting defensive. You start fighting.
Right. You gotta lower skin, those remember? Defenses.
Prerequisite number four. Yes. You have to have thick skin. You have to be
resilient. Truth and love. Yes. And it's not ignoring things and it's not just disregarding what they're saying, but actually saying, oh, it's a ping in the armor, but I can like, okay, right. Let's talk about this. Cause I right. want to grow. If you genuinely want to grow, then you'll participate in this conversation. Right.
Yeah. Final one that we'll cover here today is how have you done with blank temptation, struggle, sin? How are you doing?
Yeah. How have you done with your patience with your children or how are you still being kind as a mom or
how's your
as
thought
a wife?
Life?
Yeah.
How's your feelings of
comparison,
stress, anxiety, depression. Are you giving those over to the Lord?
Yeah.
Are you looking to the Lord in those areas? Yeah. Do you have good men and or good women around you that are supporting you alongside I'm supporting you?
Yeah. So, and if you're not, again, just be honest and say, I've failed in this area and it's okay. I think it's good to have that reckoning with yourself and your spouse sometimes, because then you know where you're actually starting from, right? You're not on this.
There is no
imaginary foundation. Yeah.
There's no healing, no change without repentance. Yeah. That is the gateway to all of the honesty that is begetting or that the Christian life begets.
Yeah.
And finally, I already said finally, but this is actually finally. Ask your spouse, how can I be praying for you?
Mm.
Ideally, you're praying together, not just at meals, but you have a prayer life together. But also, how can I be praying for you as my wife, as somebody going to your Heavenly Father?
Mm.
He's my Heavenly Father, but he's also yours, obviously, but we don't think about it that way.
Right.
I want to contend for my wife with my father in heaven.
Same. Contend for my husband.
So there you have it. How to check in, why it matters, what it accomplishes, and hopefully that was helpful to you. We don't like to end these episodes without sharing the gospel. If you don't know who Jesus is, we want you to know Jesus because he is just the best thing in all of human history and all of eternity.
He is king.
He is king, and he has not just stayed king, but he also became our savior. And he saved us by living a perfect life. He came, he became flesh. He walked among us. He lived among us. He lived the perfect life. He died the sinner's death unjustly on our behalf that he might atone for our sins. But he didn't stay dead. He was resurrected and defeated death. He defeated sin. And he says to anyone who would hear him, he says, repent and follow me.
Amen.
Believe in me and you will be saved. He says he is the way, the truth, and the life. He's not a way, a truth, or a life. He is the. Mm. And so you need to place your trust in him, Jesus of the Bible. And so to find out who he is, we recommend you, if you have a friend who's a Christian, say, talk to me about Jesus. Let's read the Bible together. Find a Bible-believing, scripture-preaching church. Attend that. We also have a website set up to help you to that end, to find a good church. It's thenewsisgood.com. We pray that blesses you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the couples, the husbands, the wives who have given us their attention for these past few minutes. I pray that this was a helpful, edifying episode unto them. I pray that you would help them to connect, to have these check-in conversations, that it wouldn't just be tickling each other's ears or feeling like, you know, they're doing something. I pray that it would be truly transformational for their marriage, for their culture, of their household, and for their lives as believers walking before you, our eternally good, holy, great God. So it's in your precious son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us. As a reminder, if you would like to join us on a deeper level, go to fiercemarriage.com/partner. That is the Fierce Fellowship. We would be honored. Otherwise, Lord willing, we will see you back here for the next episode. So this episode of the Fierce Marriage Podcast is
McCann.
And we'll see you again in about 7 days. Until next time.
Stay fierce.